Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Thick, rich, and delicious. In the suburbs, it's Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my best of 2025 picks. Before I get to those, I would like to mention a couple of honorable mentions. First, Bill Fox put out his first album in 12 years called Resonance, and it's a good continuation of what he's been doing for the last 30 years or so. Just really good, catchy, immediate, kind of folk rock, kind of a sound that I think the community would appreciate. Check them out if you can. And the other one is by a band I've mentioned before called Water Damage. They're from Austin, and they're a collective of kind of a psych drone repetition kind of sound where they just kind of build over the course of around 20 minutes and just, I don't know, I find it fascinating, but they put out two records in 2025. The first was Instruments. That came out in the spring, but the one I wanted to mention was called Live at La Guess Who, which is a club in the Netherlands. And what they did is they put out a single album of two sides, 41 minutes total of basically a version of the song Real 28 that was on Instruments. And it builds but to a much more intense climax than most of their songs. So in some ways, I think it's the best thing they've ever done. So if you're into that kind of thing, definitely check them out. I'd also like to thank the community for bringing so much great music to my attention, because it's just really hard to keep up with everything. So some of the bands that I enjoyed, among many others, were Jetstream Pony, Disposable Thumbs, and Lawn. So thank you for those who brought those to my attention. And now on to the main event. My favorite album of the year was by Guided by Voices, Thick, Rich, and Delicious, which came out on October 31st, in which I already called in on, so there's really no need to go over all that except to say that it still sounds great. I think the sequencing really, really is superb. The way Pollard stretches out the album, and he kind of puts the real bangers kind of one in the middle, one in the front, one at the end, and a testament to his genius. The instrumentals are just as good as the songs with lyrics. So real happy with that one, and if the next album sounds anything like this, I won't complain.
We'll be right back.
favorite song of the year is also by Guided by Voices from that same album. It's a tribute to Beetle Bob, the song I mentioned earlier, so no need to rehash that either. But I will mention that one of my favorite lines in the song is Dave Clark 5 and Seasons in the Sun, which I think kind of speaks to the obsession, the passion we all have for music, and I'd say a lot of the community members can relate to that. Moving on to Kevin Porter's suggestion to highlight a record that you missed or didn't quite get the first time around, I'm going to vote for the self-titled album by the Boojums, B-O-O-J-U-M-S. They are a trio from Nova Scotia, and I first became aware of them from my favorite music website, The Pickled Priest. I find that their tastes line up the most with mine, and always good for several recommendations. What I like about the album, and the first time I heard it, I think I was just, maybe wasn't focusing, maybe was distracted, but on second, or upon further review, I guess you could say, they cover all the good decades really, really well. You've got 60s garage, 70s punk, 80s college rock, and then 90s alternative. And they just make it all their own. And it's just a really fun, great, solid record with attitude and everything I look for in a rock band. So if that sounds good to you, please check them out. So before I get out of here, I would like to thank Jim and Patrick for providing all this great content. I mean, 5 days a week, all year, is pretty amazing. So thank you guys for doing that. Thanks for providing, creating such a great community, and for putting on events like Suburbs Fest, which was great, a really good time meeting people and catching up with people I met the year before. So thanks for doing that. And also thanks for that great Holiday 45. That got a lot of airtime in the Hayden household. So hopefully that becomes not a one-time thing. And that's all I've got. I will catch you next time, sometime in 2026. Bye-bye.
as it seems. Squeeze some wheels in a couple big dreams. I'm gonna pick you up when your shift is done. I'm gonna take it to the city, gonna have a little fun, yeah. Going away straight across lines, yeah. You could say that bring me closer to heaven. On the floor, I know you're ahead of coming. Come on, baby, do you love me now? I can take you higher. Are these rings of fire coming down to the wire? Are these rings of fire? We're gonna take you higher.
Dave Clark 5 and Seasons in the Sun.